This via phone is the mayor and also the police chief. And Mayor Dexter McClendon, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. First thing I heard was you said today was Bob Seger's birthday, so that helped my feelings, okay?
Made you want to dance and sing a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, I love Bob Seger, boy. I tell you, I'm gonna get a CD out and play it today, okay?
So yeah, sounds good to me.
Big fan, so.
Well, Mayor, I guess you kind of want to let you take the forefront here and let everybody know something right off the bat you want to tell everybody, I'm sure.
Do I have to?
probably the best thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, we've been talking for several weeks now and trying to figure out how to do this the best way. And but at the same time, was, you know, brutally honest a few weeks ago with you when told you that I had an employee and happened to be, I felt like, at the wrong place at the wrong time. Felt like I needed to get tested immediately and have some people that want to, you know, say something about you when you do that. But, you know, people right now, and I'm going to talk about that a good bit, but since last Wednesday, I hadn't felt real good, and Janice started feeling bad like on the Monday before. So I had got her a Z-Pack, and because we thought we had a sinus infection. Okay. And, we really thought that if we'd get something to take, and of course, you know, Dr. Hood and Pam and all of them are, you know, are good friends. And, so we appreciate everything they've done for us. But anyhow, we decided on Monday morning we'd get tested, after a discussion with health officials, you know, telling me what we needed to do, not me deciding of what to do or this being about us. So anyhow, we did a test and, we got a call last night at 6:30, from Pam and in the ER and the clinic. And she said, that Janice and I both are positive. That was not a shock to either one of us. I would not wish this on my worst enemy, okay? Anybody that thinks this is easy, it's not. But at the same time, we're okay, okay? We're not, you know, we're not looking at, like all the stuff you heard about in New York or anything like that. We don't feel good. I mean, we don't feel good at all. And we have a fever, okay? Not a high fever, but a fever. And, some days are better than others. Some hours are better than others. It goes from one extreme to the other.
Mayor, from what we understand, people, it just depends on the individual person. You can have light cases of this and severe cases. So how would you classify yours?
Dr. Hood's classified mine, talking to me that if I do, you know, this is before I knew I had it. If I did have it, he felt like it was a light case. Well, I'll just say to you this, if this is a light case, I'm sure glad I didn't have a heavy case, okay? So, give you an idea, appetite, does not exist. I've lost over 7 pounds, in about 6 days.
Wow.
And, I've had on my mind that maybe a couple of pancakes or something would be good, you know. And
so did you lose your taste or you just lost your appetite?
Yeah. Both. Oh. Janice was like, you know, she's cooking and we'd get doing things together and trying to get by the best we can. And she cooked me some pancakes and I ate little small pancakes, you know, and I couldn't eat for just a few bites.
Right.
And, but I'm drinking a lot. I'm trying to get a lot of fluid in me. We're going to be fine. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind we're going to be fine. But anybody that knows me, I'm not very patient. As you all know, you kid me about it all the time, but it's one time when you got to be patient. You got to take your time. I want to say though that we got great people in the city to take care of everything. Like the chief that's on the phone, the fire chief has just been fantastic. And the city clerk knows what to do, and all the department heads are listening this morning. And you know, we're gonna have a conference call We're going to figure out what we need to do. You know, but, we got a beautiful place to sit out and look at the, water behind us. I got great neighbors next door that are constantly, you know, hauling across the way. Is there anything we need or anything like that? So, I mean, it's okay.
Well, Mayor, we're sad to hear that you and Janice have it, but we're so glad that it's a light case and you're getting by fairly well. What is the status with our other city employees? Do we have any other confirmed positives with them?
Yeah. No, I don't have another positive that I'm aware of. You know, our numbers continually to go up. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean they just continue to go up, and we talked about this several weeks ago, and I will say this, and this is probably not politically correct. Okay, but look, we've had some things happen here that in this town and things that what people are doing and. That I've always loved, you know, saying I was from Greenville, okay, and I love saying I was the mayor of Greenville because I was so proud of what we stand for and what we do. But in the last few weeks, I have been extremely disappointed in a lot of people. Okay, I've just been disappointed that people would have birthday parties and invite everybody. Knowing you're not supposed to get together, having poker games and people playing cards and everything and getting sick. And my little ticked off, yeah, I'm ticked off. You know, did they give this to me? No, they didn't. But they gave it to a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. And you have 50 people in a card game and then the information I get that 15 of them got the virus. I mean, you're supposed to get ticked off. And then I got people on Facebook that don't give a crap about anybody else and want to talk about suing somebody while people are sick. Mm. I'm sick, okay? And don't be telling me you're going to sue somebody. Now go ahead and tell me, but I'll see you later, okay? Because that is ridiculous, Kyle. I mean, it's just, we're better than that. And I'll get off my soapbox, but let me tell you something. It just wears on me, okay? This is a great country, but we had to see this coming. We have so much division and so much YOU instead of IOU. And you know, at some point, the good Lord's going to get our attention, okay? And I'm sorry, but that's how I look at it. Everything happens for a reason, and we better get a grip on it. And, you know, but every time I turn on this, like this morning, turned on the TV and, you know, and they're talking about complaining about this and complaining about that. You know, right now we need to love one another and care about one another and not have an agenda of our own. So we're going to get through this. The city of Greenville is still closed. We'll be making some decisions on that. I'll be able to make decisions without any problem from home. I'll be here for a while. Been here for a week now. And so at the same time, I'll tell you that, you know, the mayor pro tem is Ed Sims, and which is super, super capable of doing anything. And so he'll do a great job. But right now, we're going to continue doing what we're doing, and we're going to figure out how we got to do it. The clerk will start looking, and we've been looking at our financials, and we're not going to panic. We don't think we have to, but our numbers are not that bad. But at the same time, we can't keep the economy shut down, okay? So there's a fine line there. But getting on Facebook and talking bad about somebody else or telling them what you're going to do, you know, that doesn't help anything. So, again, some of these people that did not do what they were supposed to, the police chief will have some comments on that. They haven't followed the rules. They have broke the laws. And the police chief's job is not to to make the laws, but the governor puts the laws out there. So does the city council, the county, and it is the officer's job is to enforce the laws. You might not like the laws, okay? Justin, I'm sure sometimes don't like the laws, certain ones. There's way too many laws as far as Dexter's concerned.
Yeah,
but we got we got a law. We got to make sure we make people do what they're supposed to. And we got some folks that won't do what they're supposed to do. And they are the danger in everybody else. We got people that get test positive and then go to Walmart and then get on Facebook and tell everybody and brag that they're at Walmart.
Wow.
Now, Kyle, what do you call that?
Well, you know, I don't know, but I'd kind of like to bring the chief in on that. Chief, I mean, you know the law. So, I mean, if an individual tests positive, they know they're positive, yet they still go out into a public setting such as Walmart or any other large retail store and know that they're spreading the virus, is that breaking the law physically arrestable or chargeable there?
Most definitely, and we've already dealt with that on some level. Like the mayor was saying, there was a person in Greenville that did something similar to that, was on Facebook, intentionally or not, talking about somewhere they had been, and they were supposed to be quarantined. So we went and had a talk with that individual and advised them what was about to happen to them if that kept occurring. So, yes, they will get a ticket for up to $500, and if that does not work, we will put them in the jail.
Okay. Well, there's our answer to that. So if you're thinking about it, that hopefully will be a deterrent for you. You would hope you wouldn't have to have a deterrent, but if you need one, there you go. By the way, guys, our latest count that I've gotten, Mayor, I don't know, you might be able to allude better to this. The current count I have, Butler County stands at 131 confirmed cases. I think ADPH is a little bit behind. We have actually tested right at 500 people, which if you look at the six-county surrounding area, we have tested exponentially more than any of the other counties, so you would think that we would probably be higher in numbers. But at the same time, if we tested that many more people, there was a reason in a bar that they reached that we had to test them. Mayor, I'd like to get your thoughts about Crown Healthcare a little bit. It made the news hugely yesterday. Bless their heart over there. We know that there's over 40 people that are confirmed in Crown Healthcare alone.
Yeah, well, I want to, you said, my number's 142. That's where we are right now.
Okay.
I've been able to sort of, you know, give you a little heads up because it does take a little while for everything to come down the pipe. But 142, I want to, you know, and again, I don't want to make this about us, but, you know, my mom is in Crown Healthcare, and they call us on a regular basis to tell us how she's doing. She at this time, she does not have the virus, and I'm very thankful for that. But at the same time, I want everybody to understand I spent about 30 minutes on the phone yesterday with the owner of Crown, and they are doing everything they can. Here's how I like to explain that. They didn't want the virus in the Crown Healthcare. They're doing everything they can. I got the virus and I wasn't in the nursing home because I made a bad decision one day around lunchtime. Okay. And, that's just the truth. I dropped my guard. I forgot about it for just a minute. I was tired, probably tired because I had already had something going on. I don't know. But they're doing it. They're a great job. I've been on the phone with them. They're continuing to do everything they possibly can. But, when this is over with, I think the people that work out there, we're going to do something for them. We're going to do something for the hospital. We're going to do something for all of them. We're going to have something, and I don't know what, but I'm sure we've got the companies around here that will donate the money and do the things we need to do, and we're going to honor these people. I don't have I might get somebody to fly a little plane over. I can't get a big jet or anything, but we're going to do something, okay? And they're going to be remembered because, let me tell you something, they're on the front line. They're on the front lines every day, and that hospital, Lord have mercy, what would we do now if we hadn't had a hospital?
Wow.
Oh, gosh. And then the nursing home, let me tell you, they have helped my mother and done more for my mother. So if you want to complain about the nursing home, you don't need to complain to me. Now, it's not perfect, but neither are you, neither am I. And we got to help those folks. And we got to stand by them. We don't need to strike them down. So This conversation I had yesterday was a great conversation with somebody with a lot of passion for the people that work there and the people that do the stuff out on the front line. So and the patients. So
Mayor, and
you know, so.
I would like to ask you if you would allude to that. Obviously, with the numbers going up, the more confirmed COVID, you would expect that there's more people in our hospital now. With COVID, how is our hospital handling it? Are we at capacity? Are we good to go? What is the status with our hospital as far as COVID is concerned?
Well, you know, they're doing okay. They've had some rough days and got some calls, and they've had to make some changes. You know, we had another death, and that was a patient that had been transferred from our hospital to Baptist South, and that's all I can say about it.
Okay.
And, also understand that we got a lot of people that went out there that now are getting well, okay? And some of them being my employees, okay? And, it's getting better, but it's also, we hadn't peaked yet. I mean, and the reason we hadn't peaked is people won't do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And, can you imagine getting tested positive and going to Walmart? First off, I don't want to go to Walmart. I don't know. I don't want anybody to see me right now. Okay. And, we feel bad. And, but at the same time, look, I appreciate this opportunity that you give us. I think that we're going to continue. We're going to do our job. We're fortunate enough that we've got good people in our city that can keep this thing going. And doing the things, all my department heads found out last night about Janice and I, thanks to Karen sending everything out to them. And I got tons of text and, that meant a lot.
Sure. But, absolutely.
But anyhow, we're going to be fine, but we got to come together, folks. We can't have hate in this city and country. We got to love one another. And I love you. I might be mad at you, but I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody just to act right. I got one quick story, Kyle, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I got this lady call me the other night at home, 6:30, 7 o'clock Saturday night. And I've been knowing her a long time. And her sister and I were very good friends. And her two nephews used to just stay at our house all the time. Okay? I mean, they were two kids that absolutely lived at our house. They were Josh's best friend. Two black kids. And I get a little upset thinking about them. But anyhow, she calls and she says, this company I'm working for, I'm not going to call it by name. And she says, they got a, they didn't tell us about some of the people on our line that are getting sick. And I said, I called her by name, and I said, let me explain something to you. I said, I ain't never lied to you, and I think the world of you. She said, well, that's the reason I called you. And I said, well, look, don't get mad at the company. The company mind, don't get mad at these people that are having parties. Get mad at these people that are going out here and playing poker and defying the law and doing whatever they want to because everything's about them.
Mm-hmm.
Get mad at them. And she immediately, she said, I know who it was had that birthday party. I said, yeah. She said, I know who had that poker. I said, well, that's who you need to get upset at. Don't get upset at the company. Okay. You know, call it to their attention, tell them your concerns. And if you don't feel like you can go to work and feel comfortable, don't go. But at the same time, it's everybody has to have an understanding that you have to do your part. I feel guilty that I didn't do my part. Okay? I mean, I would a lot rather be all masked up and working and doing something and looking at everything today, but we've got good people around us. We're going to figure it out. But anyhow, I'm sorry that I get upset about this a little bit, but it's absolutely asinine.
Sure.
Okay?
So. Well, and speaking of that, Mayor, I want you to hold on the line. I want to get back with Police Chief Justin LeBourne for a minute. Chief, you've already interjected once about if an individual that is guaranteed tested positive, they already know it, and are actively going out and exposing people, I mean, that is breaking the law, and you will, of course, do what you need to make sure that they get a fine. And personally, I wish we could just skip right past the fine and go straight to jail myself, but we do what we can. But, Chief, welcome back in. I want to get an update on you and our department. How are we doing as our police officers? I know you have an extensive testing program with each of them as they come in the door every day, but where are we with our officers, and also where are we in the community? Obviously, the mayor just gave us a passionate speech about people doing the wrong things. Are we seeing a correction in that way, or are you still seeing issues on a daily basis?
Well, we still see issues in the public. Now, again, it is the minority of people. The majority of people in Greenville are doing what they're supposed to do and are trying to help prevent the spread of this virus. But unfortunately, even if you have a small amount of people not doing what they're supposed to, it can make a large impact. And that's kind of what we're seeing. We still have a lot of cases coming up every day, whereas before it was very minimal. Some days we would go without even getting a new case. But this past week, it has been between 5 and 15, up to 20 people each day were getting new cases because of and because of what we do in law enforcement in this town. We can directly trace it back to the individuals that didn't listen to the governor's orders and to what they should be doing to help prevent this, and are meeting up and gathering without anyone knowing it until it's too late. And it even occurred after they should have realized that this was a problem. So we're dealing with those individuals, and we're actually doing some investigating on that, and are going to end up charging people at a later date for violating the governor's order and causing other people to get this virus because they didn't want to do what they should have done. So we're looking at that. And I will say this, with the police department, you asked about the officers and the first responders in this area. I can tell you, I can put forth all the policies you want, but unless you got the people in there that will understand the importance of it and follow it, it doesn't make a lot of difference. And we have some of the best officers in our department that I've seen throughout the state, and they are doing an excellent job in trying to prevent catching this virus while doing what they do, while having to be in close contact with these people. And we've had to go, like I said, to these houses where they're supposed to be quarantined, and we know people have the virus because we have to deal with them when they don't do what they're supposed to do. So they not only put the general public at risk, they're also putting us at risk, at a great risk, because of their inability to do what they're supposed to do.
Chief,
and we're going to end up having to pay for that.
Absolutely, and I'm glad to hear that, and I think anybody listening is glad to know that you're going to be holding these people accountable that did this even after well knowing that they were not supposed to be doing that. Something crossed my mind this morning after the governor's announcement the last week of opening up the beaches. Obviously, we were seeing an influx of people back down I-65, and of course, where we've had a little bit lighter traffic, or actually quite a bit less traffic coming down through here, which has hopefully made the police department's job a little bit easier because our exits have not been as busy. You're going to be having that to deal with now with more people coming down the interstate in addition to dealing with regular issues again.
Right, and we've already seen an increase this past weekend in traffic coming off the interstate, and that, again, is just something that we're going to have to deal with and prepare as much as possible to deal with that. And it goes back to what I said earlier about the type of officers we have here. They understand what they need to do and will do everything possible, I believe, to keep themselves from catching it and take every precaution that we have for them to use while they're at work. And in this type of profession, what we have to do, it's very difficult not to get someone infected with this virus because of the kind of contact they have with the public. But so far, we've been able to manage that. I've even had one or two that I put off work on a precautionary basis because they had some reasonable risk of being around the virus at one point. And just as a precaution, we've put them off work for a period of time just to make sure it didn't turn into a worse situation in case it did turn out to be something. And so far, we've not had anyone test positive, but we take every precaution possible to keep it from spreading in case someone does test positive, because we know that's a real possibility. And, like, again, I'm just want to reiterate, these guys out here wearing this uniform and working in Greenville and doing what they're doing an excellent job. And they're dealing with a very difficult situation out there. I understand that there are those who think the governor's orders are overreaching and just unnecessary. But I'm going to tell you something. In Greenville, Alabama, we're having an increase in cases right now. We're getting higher and higher. This is a time that we need to be precautious. And any time you want to put your convenience over public safety, I'm going to pick public safety. Now, I can understand certain businesses, and if they're going to go out of business and having those type of issues, that's a different situation. And there's things there and in place to help them, and we will help them any way we can. If they don't have that already, they can call us, and we will guide them on that. But these individuals that just don't want to be at home and are tired of it and think they should be going and doing everything they want to do and putting everyone else at risk are the ones that are, get a serious fine and probably end up in jail if it continues, because we're not going to put up with that kind of stuff.
Well, there you go. So the chief and the mayor both laid the law down, guys. You better spread the word around. Not that they haven't been vigilant about it in the past, but there's going to be an extra effort. I mean, listen, the numbers themselves, the mayor told us 142 people confirmed here in Butler County alone. And, Mayor, I would assume now of the 142, whereas back 3 weeks ago you mentioned that these numbers were pretty much scattered all the way from the south end of the county all the way to the north, are we seeing a propensity for these numbers to be growing larger in the city of Greenville now, or are they still spread out?
Well, I haven't been able to see the map that we had been putting together. I don't know that answer, but it's pretty obvious to me from just the information I got that there's a lot more in the city of Greenville, and especially in certain parts. And, of course, the number at the nursing home has a lot to do with it, too.
If I may jump off just a little bit, a lot of people are noticing a lot of road work going on Fort Dell Road right now. Could you update us on the status of that? I mean, it's going to be great. We're going to have a new road out there, but I think you wanted to speak to that.
Yeah, we they're working on that. It's going to be really different. I want to remind everybody this is a state highway, and we really appreciate it. I mean, Jason Fox does a great job out here, and we get along great. He's one of the best we've ever had to working with us. It's come such a long way than it was years ago, and I appreciate him. But anytime you do that, it's a problem. Everybody complained about the road on in front of the on 10 in front of the hospital, but you know they're you know trying to get it paved back. They will, as far as I know, they will be making some decisions and doing some striping different on Fort Dale, so you're not. I don't think you're going to see Fort Dale like you've seen it in the past. It's always been a little bit of a problem. Mm-hmm. I think as soon as I get the for sure of when and where and what point they're getting, they called me the other day and asked me a question, and what they were talking about doing, I was like 200% against. Okay. And they just wanted my take. So after that, I think they went back and looked at some things. So, but as soon as I can get that information for 100% sure, okay, mm-hmm. I'll be calling you and seeing if I can explain to everybody what's going to happen. But
we'd love
it. Think what they go and look at these roads, you know, in areas where they're wrecks, and you know how close it is out there, and see what they can do different. And I think they looked at this in 2010. Okay. So, you know, this has been planned, and they mentioned it to me a few years ago, but I really didn't know. I thought they were just going to put it back just like it was, but I don't think that's what you're going to see. And when that happens, it's going to take a little while to get used to it.
Sure.
Okay. And, so we will go over it again. This is their decision. They do talk to us, and, on one part, I gave my opinion, and he agreed with me, okay? And but I haven't talked to him since then, okay? And that was actually on Monday when I got that call, and it was a real shock to me. I didn't know all that was even being talked about, and it seemed like it just came up on Friday afternoon. So, you know, but they're doing what they need to do, and mm-hmm. Please be patient, and please slow down.
Do we have a time span? I know I saw them starting to pave some yesterday up near the bypass. Is there a time frame when this may be completed by?
Well, my folks are telling me they wouldn't be surprised if they're not through with a lot of it, the main parts, by the end of the week, which is only, you know, two more days after today.
Sure.
But probably a little later than that. It, you know, you've had great weather. They're working hard on it. So I think you'll see a lot of it by Friday, but I think before you actually see how everything's going to be striped and what'll be different, I think it'll be sometime next week.
Sounds good. Mayor, I want to kind of talk in with the police chief once again and to everybody who's listening. Of course, we know that the mayor and the council re-upped the curfew for the city of Greenville already about a week or so ago. I would like to let everybody know, if you have not heard as of yet, there was a special teleconference meeting by the Butler County Commission yesterday. They also re-upped the curfew until further notice for Butler County. So once again, it's not just Greenville. It is Butler County as a whole that is still under that curfew. And, Chief, you might want to advise people again what those curfew hours are again.
Right. We're enforcing the curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. every night. We'll reevaluate it again on the 15th of this month when the governor puts out her new order, or this one expires that she has right now.
Okay.
But right now, according to the numbers we're seeing, this is definitely justified and needed. Again, we're not going to go out there and try to govern the citizens and take away any of their rights. But this is something that is necessary, and it's something that we need to do for public safety right now, because these numbers are getting higher and higher, and we have to slow them down.
Absolutely.
And again, if you have a legitimate reason to be out that time of night, going to work, coming from work, or other exceptions, you know, we're going to work with you on that. You may get pulled over, but what we're looking for is somebody that's just out there riding with no real purpose.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be a problem. But otherwise, you know, just use common sense and do what you're supposed to do and try to abide by the curfew for about a week, you know.
That's right.
And then we'll see where we're at then, and hopefully we can start to go back to normal and get people back to their normal routine.
Chief, thank you so much for your time this morning. Mayor, I want to say a special prayer for you and Ms. Janice, having been COVID-19 positive now, finding that out last night. Good to know that it is of the light variety that you're suffering from, which I guess that's subjective to whether or not you've got it or not. It's like you said, if you've got light, you'd hate to have had strong. So, but we're glad to know that you're both doing well with that, even with the acknowledgement that you are now COVID positive.
Yeah, we're going to be fine. We're a team. We're going to do what we got to do to get better. I'm very, very pleased to say that Janice is doing extremely well. Okay.
Sure.
So again, we thank you for allowing. And I just want everybody to know that when you love something as much as we love this place, and we know what kind of place it is, when we see a few people messing everything up for everybody, then let me tell you what it does for you. It motivates you. And I probably needed some motivation, okay? I probably needed something to get me ready for this summer, okay? And I'm about as motivated, I'm going to tell you, like Michael Jordan told him. Maybe I got a little problem with being competitive, but I am competitive, and we are going to do what we have to do to get Greenville turned around and also have that great, great city that we've always had. And we will be better than ever. So, I'm totally, totally motivated. I'm not beat down at all. So,
yeah.
and we're going to be fine. And I want to thank all the employees that the city has. They're doing a great job. We'll make the decision about what to do. We haven't kept anybody from being able to dump in the dump or go or anything like that, or get the building permits or anything. We've not slowed that down. John Harris done a great job with that. But our job now is to make sure that we have the least amount of this virus we can have why by sometime in June, and that's my opinion, that we can get this thing back going in the right direction.
Sounds good. Mayor, thank you for your time, and get well soon. Chief, thank you as well. Y'all be safe out there.